are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Small Business University audio series presentation. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with just the click of a button. Once downloaded, you can load the presentation on your iPod or MP3 player, or make your own CD and listen in your truck. Monthly subscribers also have access to literally hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. The cost is only $24.95 per month to be a member, or you can purchase this individual presentation as a physical CD for $18.95 or download it immediately to your computer for only $9.95. Now, let's listen to the first few minutes of this month's presentation.
Number one, we're going to set some specific goals right now. Create job description for yourself and for your employees. How do we do that? Physically, we start by asking the question, when you get in that new position, why is this job necessary, period? Why is it even here? I'm filling it, but why is it here? And the second question is, what am I expected to achieve in this position? Then over the next month, 2 months, I want you to write down every single task that you do, every single thing that you do on a daily basis. Write it down. After you've written it down for a month or so, you may have several hundred items on that list, things you've done over the last month or so. And the third thing is, I want you to prune that list, that 100 items or so you got, prune it down to everything unless it's directly contributed to the achievement of that job. As you cut it back and cut it back and cut it back, cut it back to 8 or 10 key activities that you should be doing every day. 8 or 10 key things that you need to be learning and doing and achieving as a manager in that position. And tell your boss that you're going through this process. Then at the end, when you've got that down to 8 or 10 activities, then sit down with your boss for a few minutes one afternoon and tell him, hey, this isn't set in stone, but this is the way I see my job. This is what I think I should be doing. Leave it with him for a while and then come back a little while later and discuss it, finalize it. The reason we do that is pretty simple. Now you've got your final job description. You and your boss now have a very clear picture of what's expected of you in that position, which may or may not have been clear when you started out. And once you're through with that process with yourself, then turn right around and do the same thing with every employee in your department. Ask them to make a list of their activities over a month or two, come back and share them with you, and then you'll have a clear understanding of what's expected, and they will as well. Number two, create incentive systems. Single highest cost of doing business in your company, whether you understand it or not, is your cost of non-billable time. If you've been to any one of my programs, we all get around to that sooner or later, because it's your single highest cost of doing business. It's more than equipment replacement, more than rent, more than insurance. It's your single highest cost of doing business. We've got to do everything we can do to reduce cost in general, and we always want to start with the area that's most expensive to us. So I want to look at a couple things we can do here from an incentive system standpoint to minimize that particular area. One thing you can do is you can start paying on a percentage of a job. And that way you'll have no non-billable time. Now the downside of that is you still got to keep the same paperwork you did before for the state, for the federal government, prove you paid at least minimum wage. But you can do it that way. The thing I like right here is make sure your costs are based, or our costs are based on a certain number of billable hours. Okay? Our costs that we set for the customer are based on us working a certain number of billable hours. Let's keep it simple. Let's say we got one service tech. We pay him for 2,080 hours a year, but by the time it all boils down, usually he's about 50% billable. Let's say he's got 1,000 hours he can bill during the year. All my costs are based on the fact that I'm going to bill out 1,000 hours. Okay? Now, what happens to me as a company when I actually bill out 1,001 hours this year? What happens to that next hour that I work? What's not there anymore? My overhead. My overhead's been covered with my first 1,000 hours. Okay? So that next hour doesn't have any overhead on it. Now, three really neat things happen when we go over our budget, okay? Our budgeted number of hours. Three really neat things happen. First thing is, we got another hour that we're able to bill out. We got extra income coming.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Small Business University audio series program. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you are already a subscriber, simply log in and get access to the full program. If you would like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but access to several hundred other programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed directly to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.